Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb Wednesday edition. Oh, boy, I can't wait. Let's get things rolling with the good of the day.
You know what? I started talking and my mic wasn't on. That probably helps out.
Well, that might be a bad of the day.
It might be a bad of the day. The good of the day, the Waste Management Open in Phoenix.
Yes.
Along with three other tournaments have been granted elevated status by the PGA.
What does that mean?
This means that the purse will be even higher, which will attract more of the bigger stars to the tournament.
Aren't some of those getting the bigger guys anyway?
They do. I mean, Waste Management does because of how much fun it is.
Yeah.
But you know, the other three tournaments are the RBC Heritage, the Wells Fargo Championship, and the Travelers Championship. Pretty much putting it on par of, like, you know, the Players Championship, the BMW Championship.
Okay, well, there's a couple of things about that, right? So the Waste Management Open, that's a very popular one.
Yeah.
A lot of people like to go there because part of it's kind of the mid – it's like they do the West Coast swing and it sort of goes there and everybody likes that place. The RBC Heritage is always the one that follows the Masters. And it's always been an easy golf course. It's not a really hard course. It's on Hilton Head. It's one of those courses like, well, we were just in Augusta. We might as well go make another six-figure paycheck while we're here.
Right.
Like, let's just stop. So a lot of people who play in the Masters play in it. The Travelers has done a really good job because for some reason the course is great. It's in Connecticut. The course is great. And if you ever been around a golf tournament or been, you know, they offer perks to the players to come. Every tournament wants the best players. So they'll say, like, hey, if you come and commit to our tournament, we've got this for your kids and this for your wife, and you guys can do this, and we've got this experience, and we'll take you to a ball game. And there's all sorts of perks for the players. And they say the Travelers just is amazing. What an experience. So good that they're highlighting the ones that are the players really, really like anyway. They're not trying to bump up an event that, like, nobody wants to go to. Like, I was like, oh, we got to go there. And they go, well, now it's more money. Oh, but we still don't want to go there. They're like, no, you guys like going to these things, and now there's more money attached to it. So that's great. That's good. The PGA Tour, I hate to say this. One day I want to get, like, I want to wait till it all sort of settles down, but I'd love to have Ryan Ballingy or Will Gray on again to sort of go, now that we've had a number of months of this, what was the effect of LIV Golf? Like, what did it do? Because it feels like they're responding to LIV. Like, LIV is plowing along, paying millions and millions of dollars, and the PGA Tour is like, okay, we'll do some things different now.
And finding extra money every step of the way.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's one thing I've noticed. Like, oh, maybe we'll make give these four tournaments, we'll make their purse a little bit larger, which will attract bigger stars.
And all I know of a sudden, Phil Mickelson might be right about it.
Yep.
He just didn't go about it the right way. So, but now they find money. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, there's no more money. Yeah, there is. Okay. Yeah, there is.
There may or may not be a vault underneath PGA headquarters.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And this is what some of these golfers have been saying the whole time. It's like, you guys, you're a nonprofit, but not really. Right?
Right.
I mean, it's like, so, yeah.
I'm excited because I would love to see, you know, I mean, the Waste Management Open is by far one of my favorite tournaments.
Yeah.
You know, it was the best tournament I've ever been to. Just because, I mean, just the sights and the sounds, the people are incredible. I mean, it's a party, really. It's not even, I didn't even feel like a golf tournament. It feels
but
like it's a,
but does
a
more
four-day
money,
party.
Does more money make it more enjoyable?
I don't know if more money makes it more enjoyable. I just think it'll attract some of the bigger stars. Now, I mean, this one attracted stars on its own because of, you know, the atmosphere. Hole 16 is, you know, something different than anything else.
But it's
there.
It's TPC Scottsdale. It's one of the more It's one of the better courses that they play. So
it comes at a perfect time because you're playing on a nice golf course, usually clear weather. By perfect weather, it's a little bit warm outside. So.
Yeah, it's like a lot of these ones. They're sort of built in to attract the bigger names anyway. But it's good to see that they're acknowledging that work that those courses and that those tournaments have done.
Yeah. I guess it's a thing, like, it's for the PGA to give it another top tier status type thing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what's the bat of the day?
Tom Brady. He had some tone, I'm going to really say tone deaf comments the other day.
All right.
When he was on a podcast and he was comparing the NFL season to going away on deployment for the military.
Why do they do this?
I mean, I get what he's saying, right?
Because you're away from your family.
You're 100% committed into what your job is. So you're not really home that often. Maybe there's an odd weekend, the bye week. Maybe you're home.
Bunch of crap!
You really want to make a fan base mad? Then you say something
what
like
a
this.
Bunch of crap! Like, first of all, there are very few teams in the NFL now that have training camp at a location where they're living in dorms. There are a few that still do it. The Steelers still practice at Latrobe. There's a couple of others that Oxnard, California Cowboys. For the Cowboys, right? There's still a couple of them where they're like, training camp is here on this college and you're living in the dorm. And then it's right now training camps are at the facility and you go home, you go to your house and you show up for work.
Yeah.
For training camp. Like you go home to your wife and kids and then you wake up in the morning and you drive to the facility and to the same place that you're going to go to prepare games. A lot of teams now have their training camp at that exact location. So that's not like being deployed in the military. That's like going to a job for everybody else in America. Second of all, when you travel with an NFL team, and let's say you are the Atlanta Falcons and you travel to Los Angeles to play the Rams, and then the next week you're playing Seattle like they did this year, you might spend a week in Seattle working out at like Washington Huskies Stadium or whatever it is. You might find a college where you're like, can we just practice on your practice? Great, fine. Because we don't want to go back to Atlanta to go back to the West Coast. But for the most part, you fly in very, very, toward the weekend, and then you fly out immediately after the game, even if it's a Monday night game or Sunday night game, right? Remember the famous story of the Giants in 2001 when they played Monday night football against the Denver Broncos. They flew all night back to New York. While 9/11 was happening, they were at the airport. A lot of them were at the airport. A lot of them saw it as they were getting ready to leave and go back home. So they fly back as soon. They don't stay. They don't stay a week when they're on the road. Like, so this idea that you dedicated to your job. Like a lot of people are dedicated to their jobs, but it's not being in Iraq for 8 months or 9 months. It's not the same thing. Months. It's not even close.
Here's what he said. He said, I almost look at like a football season like you're going away on deployment for the military. And it's like, man, here I go again.
Really?
The reality is, he continued, is you can really only be authentic to yourself, right? Whatever you may say, man, I want to do blah, 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 whatever. I'm tired of reading this.
If you are a guy that dedicates, you're studying tape, that's fine. If you're one of the coaches that's there at 4 a.m. until midnight. Okay, but that's not every player. That's not the play. Like you can take work home. You can go. You can study at home. Like there's no reason to pretend like being an NFL player, you can't have a wife and kids. Or if you have a wife and kids, you never see them. You don't even know what they look like, right? Like there are servicemen and women who have not seen their families for months and months and months. Like except on Zoom calls. Like you're at least going home to your, if your wife's not there, that's between you and your wife. If your kids aren't there, that's between you and your wife. But you at least are going home. Where does Tom Brady think he's sleeping every night during the football season? On a cot?
He's sleeping in the swamp.
He's in a barrack? Like what is this comparison is dumb.
He's in the swamp with Hawkeye and Pierce.
Yeah,
gambling.
Right? Exactly, right? Trying to get Hot Lips to come over have a drink. Goodness gracious. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Hold on, I lost my screen. There we go. The dumb of the day is that controversy has rocked New Zealand again.
New Zealand. When you say again, what was the first one?
The first one was when they were trying to choose the bird of the year. a few years back, the bird of the year ended up being a bat, and that made people's heads spin.
Ah, there you go.
This year, in trying to determine the bird of the year, they really want this one bird to win, but it was disqualified amid allegations of election interference. The reason why I bring this up, Tony, is because the bird is called the kakapo.
Yeah.
Right? It's a flightless bird, but also known as the world's fattest parrot.
Oh, okay.
And they're just, I don't know. How do you get voter fraud in a bird of the year competition?
I'm sort of confused.
This is big news in New Zealand.
Apparently, this is rocking New Zealand.
This is rocking New Zealand that they can't get the fattest parrot in the world a New Zealand bird of the year status because of voter fraud.
Yeah.
That's how they do things down there.
I got no comment on that. It's like I don't want to rip their culture. Maybe bird of the year is important. Maybe that is something that they go, listen, you don't get it, man. You don't live in New Zealand. But if you lived in New Zealand.
It's a big deal. In the past 17 years, their bird of the year has become an election.
Really? How do we determine these kind of things? Like when people say Montana's state bird is, like, who decided that?
Well, I mean, this changes though. Each year, you got to have a new bird of the year.
So,
a new
what
dog
do they do
the
with the bird? Like, do they get a couple of these birds and give them awards and put little medals on their neck?
Maybe.
Go, congratulations! Like,
feed them a little extra.
How is your life different tomorrow if the eagle was the bird of the year
in New Zealand? That's blasphemy,
right? Well, wait. I mean, what birds? Like, if you're going to give a bird every year. A bird of the year? Don't they have multiple birds?
I think you're right. They must have multiple birds.
Can you win twice?
I would assume you can.
Have to do like public service in order to like showcase that it? Like, does it have to? Do they ask the birds things like, "What would you do if you had $1 million?" Like, that kind of thing. Do they have swimsuit competitions for the birds?
See, this is how cutthroat it is, right? Because Bird of the Year has faced a string of scandals. In 2018, fraudulent votes were cast in Australia for the shag. The next year, a large number of Russian votes sparked rumors of election meddling.
They
even have issues with Russians meddling
there
in their elections.
That's right. There it is.
Bird of the Year.
Got it. Okay, so we got to the nitty gritty, which is the Russians are interfering in every
election.
Apparently.
They don't want it to be this kakapo. Yeah. I think I'd say the world's fattest parrot.
They don't want it to be that. Somebody's messing around with them and just to be like,
They're trying. Oh, and maybe that's how the one year the bat won.
Yeah.
Now the bat did not win in 2020 or 2019. I think it won in 2018, but maybe that was foreshadowing.
Right. Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Coming up later on this in this show, we got Levin Reed at WBZ to talk Patriots. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.